So welcome to Sunrise Radio, a series of interviews with inspirational women from the region. Today we're joined by Jill Arnold. Jill, welcome to the studio. Thank you for joining us today. If you could please introduce yourself briefly to our listeners.
Yeah, hi Raj. It's a pleasure to be here today and I'm very grateful that you asked me. My name is Jill Arnold. I was born in Bradford and I've grown up here. Went to school in Bradford to Bellevue Girls Grammar. And like many other young people at that age after leaving school, was not entirely sure what I wanted to do. Originally I was going to go into teaching English and drama and then got involved in the fashion business. I have several roles at the moment. My main one, I should say, is I'm a magistrate and have been for 20 years. And I'm now the chairman of the West Yorkshire Bench. And that means that I'm in charge of Bradford, Leeds and Huddersfield. And we have 450 magistrates or thereabouts. I'm very lucky. I have two deputies who help me who are fantastic. So the role, I get a lot of help with that. I'm also a deputy lieutenant, which some people will know is a very interesting role, I should say, and I'm very proud to be a deputy lieutenant. And it is basically what happens is the royal family, the king and anybody in the royal family are invited to many occasions and events across the country, and they couldn't possibly go to them all. So each county has a Lord Lieutenant, and the Lord Lieutenant will go in their place. And if the Lord Lieutenant is already engaged somewhere, then he sends a Deputy Lieutenant, of which I am one of them. And we go to all the different occasions that a member of the royal family might have been attending. But it's a real honour. It's actually a military commission and equal to a brigadier. And even better now, the women are allowed to wear the uniforms, which is great. And we're just having one made at the moment, a friend of mine and myself. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm also the vice chairman of Carlton Bolling Multi Academy Trust, which is great too. It's a fantastic trust indeed. And the founder of the Yorkshire Champions Group, which again, I'm very, very proud of.
So let's delve into the Yorkshire Champion Group. What exactly, if you could just explain to our listeners what the group is, how to get involved, how to necessarily nominate people.
Yeah, okay. So I'll just try and tell you briefly how it started. I'm a magistrate and a presiding justice in both the adult and the youth court. So over the years, as you can imagine, I've seen just about everything you can think of and young people coming through and young adults that have perhaps not had either the best education or not been able to engage fully with their education for many, many reasons. And sometimes it's the opinion of people that it's because maybe they can't be bothered or they're lazy or they're not smart. Well, I can absolutely categorically tell you that that's not the case. And all the people I've seen throughout the years, I've never, ever, ever come across anybody, whether it's a teenager or as I say, a young adult in the adult court, that with the right, support and backing and people to help them out and point them in the right direction, couldn't be as successful as everybody else in their own way. So over the years, it began to make me feel uncomfortable that there was a lot of wasted talent and a lot of people who could have done great things if their circumstances were different. So not only obviously kids who come through court, but in general schools, a lot of the children can perhaps not fulfil their potential for different reasons. Again, sometimes low self-esteem, sometimes it's background circumstances, or other times just because they think that maybe successful careers are for other people and not always for them. So the champions were put together. It's been quite a few years now. The website only went live, I think, about a year ago, and we've already had 18,000 hits. But that we've seen 25,000 young people in schools. So it's made up of the champions of about over 100 different people, really diverse, male, female, from all walks of life, all different types of people. And they've all got something in common. And that is that the all have the same mindset as I do, hopefully, that we want to help young people do the very best that they can. And all young people need role models. They need to be able to look at somebody and think, well, actually, I feel like her or him, or that's how I feel. Or perhaps if they can make a success of their life, why can't I? And often, you know, the role models that are going into schools to inspire and motivate have had difficulties themselves, all sorts of things that have gone wrong through life, and yet they've persevered and they've started again. And you know, the people, the kids in the schools love to have role models in. And as I say, we've got people from the police, the National Health Service, the fire service, from IT, from we've got also business champions, thousands of business champions who can go in, and the kids can go to see them. They can go to the schools. They can show them what opportunities there are for them, things that some young people have never even heard of. And of course, in this day and age now, their jobs, some of the ones that children might think they might be interested in a year or so, will have disappeared because of artificial intelligence and because of IT and technology. So things are moving all the time. And, you know, it's not easy for children. And when they're in schools, you know, some work harder than others, we know that. But the teachers are doing an absolutely amazing job. They're fantastic. And but it's a hard job. So if we can send in anybody that will inspire even a few people in the class and make them think differently about how things work and what they can achieve by putting in the hard work, then you know, this is an important thing. So when they go in, they tell their own stories and what journeys they've had and all the things that have gone wrong for them and how they've come got past that. But we have a main thing that they all have to mention when they're going to schools, and that's what we call the educational bank account. Now, what that means simply, and all the children from primaries up to the secondaries, even into colleges and so on, understand this concept. And it basically means that everything that you take in and learn and your brain retains in that you, whether it's academic, whether it's sport, whether it's creative, it all builds up this package of what you are and who you represent. So if you're, the more you have in the bank account, this educational bank account, it means the more you have to offer when you come to go for a job or an interview or a course or to college or an apprenticeship. So if you get to the end of your school life and this educational bank account is empty, then you've no choices. However, the more you have in it, it doesn't matter what that is, whether it's academic or otherwise, the more you have in it, the more you have to offer and the more choices you've got. So if whoever you meet or whatever you're trying to do in life, you can say, well, this is me, this is what I bring with me. And whatever that might be, somebody can look and think, ah, right, that's fantastic. I can work with you because I can see your potential. I can see what effort you put in. And if you, as I said, the opposite to that is getting to the end of your school life and having nothing to offer, therefore people are going to pass you by and you're going to be overlooked. And there are so many people with so many talents that have not even been tapped into yet that we want to bring out. We want to push them and make them do it and say, yes, you can. It's important that you all feel, you know, not just special and that you all deserve a good life, but look at the things you might have even thought of. Look at the things you might be good at. Try things out. Look at different courses. Look at different activities. Let's see if we can get our young generation, you know, the best that they possibly can. And the main thing about this is it's free. So all the fantastic people on there, and there are, I've got to say, they are amazing. I have to say that myself because they are. And I've been and spoken to every single one of them, and a lot of them are my good friends. But they're all giving their important and valuable time for nothing to the schools, the colleges, the universities, primary, secondary. And they go in, the schools, all they need to do is get in touch with the website and say, we need a champion on this day, or we need five champions, whatever it might be, and we'll organise it. And of course, if you think you want to be a champion and you've got something to offer and you feel the same as we do about this and how important it is, then there's information on the website to, you know, an email address to get in touch there, and we'll talk to you. We'd love to have you aboard because it's so diverse, and we want everybody who's got the same kind of mindset as us to let's help this generation of kids to do brilliantly. In the next few months, by summer, hopefully, we're going to have the Yorkshire Champion Safer Drivers, which is brand new. It's never been done. And it's going to hopefully change history. And we're going to try and get rid of antisocial driving and get our Safer Driver Champions as role models. And also part of that, they're insured if they qualify as a champion, their insurance will be reduced drastically. So it's really exciting. So hopefully we can talk about that again on another
Yes,
occasion.
definitely.
But
Look forward
yeah,
to speaking to you more in detail about that
yeah.
one. Moving
Thank
back to
you.
you, Jill, you're very proud Bradfordian. Where do
I
you
am
see
indeed.
yourself?
Oh, in fact, yeah, goodness me. Hopefully, well. Still doing the same things. I will still be a magistrate. The champions, as I say, will hopefully get bigger and bigger and better and better. It's spreading throughout Yorkshire, and then possibly then to another county. If it can work here, the same template can work in any city across the country. So that's probably where we'll be going with that. And of course, still doing my DL thing, which is fabulous, and I'm very, very proud of. And of course, I've got two daughters, and I'm recently become a nana. My youngest has just had a little boy. Well, he's almost two now. So that's very exciting too. So other than that, just busy, probably doing very similar things.
Not absolutely non-stop for you, Jill.
Yeah.
If you wanted to give some piece of advice to maybe someone who wants to potentially follow in your footsteps or enter the business world as such, what would that be? And a final message to our listeners as well.
I think for me, like I said, with young people, often either low self-esteem or thinking, oh, other people do that, not me. Get that thought out of your head. Remember that every single person, whether you're a young person, I don't know, a teenager or a young adult or whoever you are, everybody has to feel that there's a point to you being here on this planet. And there is, every single one of us. So no matter what your background is, whether it's something that you're not happy with or it's not the, what you would have expected, wherever you're from, remember that you're as important as anybody else on the planet. And think about what you might want to do. Think about where you might want to be. And don't be afraid of failing or of things going wrong. It doesn't matter. Everybody does that. There ain't a person anywhere that hasn't, been disappointed or being rejected or something has gone wrong. So what you do is you either go on a different path or you do it again and you try again. And what there's a saying, isn't there, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. It's so true. And for young kids in school, think outside the box. Think about what might be happening in the next, 5, 10 years, what you might want to do. But if you're going into a world of work, you need to be doing something that you're going to enjoy. It's not just about money. It's about something that you enjoy every day. The difference of doing that and having to trail somewhere every day, and you might be paid a certain amount, but you're miserable. It's not worth it. So think about what you might want to do. And if you change your mind, change your mind, go down a different route. But anybody who wants to get involved with the champions, please get in touch. And also, if you're interested in being a magistrate, I can assure you that it's the most rewarding thing ever. It's absolutely a fantastic. So there's lots of information on the website about that. So if anybody's truly interested, please get in touch. Or even, you can contact me through the Yorkshire Champions Group, and I'm happy to chat to somebody if they were really interested. But yeah, think big, shall we say? And I'm not talking financially. Always just do what makes you happy. And if somebody turns you down, just say, well, that wasn't meant to be. I'll do something different, or I'll do it in a different way. And never give up. Life's to be enjoyed. So that's, go for it.